There is someone for everyone. We're the Jetpack Superheroes. We are here for you. On today's show, we have Berkeley Solar Farms, Bobby Flay versus Gordon Ramsay, stuck in a trash chute. Well, like, they're not. Ramsay and Flay aren't stuck in a trash chute. That's a different story. Subway cars. That's not the venue either. That's just, these are all different things I'm listing. Delinquent loans. And no more traveling to North Korea. All this and more on the next Jetpack Supercast.
All right.
Big day. Huge day. Always another day.
Oh, today is such an amazing day, and thanks for joining us on the Jetpack Supercast.
Yeah.
That's right. It is an amazing day today. You know, it's not every day that you get asked to perform at a farmer's market.
It isn't true.
I'm excited.
It's not a very often occurrence.
That's crazy. That's, you know, so we were asked to perform at the Mansfield Farmer's Market.
Yeah.
And we, without a doubt, said yes.
Of course,
absolutely,
we did.
Absolutely, 100%.
Mm. And we're excited. So
I'm psyched, yeah.
What do you think this is going to entail? I've never actually been to a farmer's market.
I honestly haven't myself. I've seen photos on Facebook.
I know they sell, like, zucchinis at the farmer's market. but otherwise, I don't know. So we're going to see. We're going to have to play. Yeah, I guess, is it farmers that go to to sell their wares?
I've heard about farmers' daughters.
Mm, those are my favorite things about farming.
I think David, that's what David's going to, well, what if they're young, though? I think David's probably going to have to go for the farmer's aunties.
Yeah, he might actually want to go for the farm animals. I'm not sure.
That's what I worry
about. That'll be a weird scenario.
But I don't know if they're going to be there, David.
Who knows how it'll pan out?
It's a farmer's market. It's more.
Yeah.
Sorry, all the meat's bruised. Mm. Oh, geez.
The fruits and veggies. What is it, the emoji that people send when they're sending dirty pictures online?
I believe it's the eggplant.
Is it the eggplant emoji? David's just going to be looking for eggplants. He's like, I know, this is where.
I want David to walk up to the lady selling eggplants. I want him to look her right in the eye and go, yo, you vibing me? Are you vibing me right now?
Just holds up the eggplant to her.
I feel like you vibing me right now.
Are you feeling this? You feeling this eggplant?
This is.
I got the emoji.
Is this a connection?
Mm. But yeah, that's cool. We're gonna want to reformulate some stuff. We might actually come out with an acoustic set. Not
sure, awesome, yeah.
But that's probably going to be the case.
Jetpack Superheroes, we just folked ourselves in the acoustic.
I don't know. That could be the name of it.
Could be a title, yeah.
Working title.
I do like that title.
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't.
We folked up.
One of those.
What happened to gimmick yet?
Folk the police. I feel like somebody's already said
that one might already be taken.
Already taken. It's got to be.
It should be, if not.
Oh, man, definitely. Maybe in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
in Berkeley. Where Berkeley, congratulations to the 2000 hometown of Berkeley. Not quite sure how Taunton hasn't taken them via annex, but, you know, we're not going to go into that yet. The entire town. Mm-hmm. Is running on solar power.
That's right. So for people who don't know, that's actually my
home. It means it comes from the sun. Oh, I thought you were trying to explain solar power.
I was going to say, I live in Berkeley. I'm excited. I'm excited because, I don't know why I'm excited. I'm not going to be getting
Do you get any discount?
Nope. Nah, I'm pretty sure that's
Do you get higher taxes?
Most likely to pay for the solar farm.
Paul can't but wait, it, apparently.
Oh, but wait, Paul, don't you feel better now that it's green?
That's right.
Yeah. I think that's a crock of crap.
But my town is paying another town, Taunton, to use this.
Taunton is buying the excess power.
So basically we just
Can I just tell you that your solar farm, you guys have like four solar farms around your town.
Actually,
one's on the landfill.
Yep.
So that's it's right down
that's
the street.
Right, yeah.
I live down the street from a landfill.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. And I don't know where the other four are.
I can tell you.
Are.
Here's a
hint. Where's that?
One of them is actually in my backyard. Like right in my
is it
backyard
off the highway?
Ends, and then what's that?
Is it off the highway?
Yeah. Yep. My backyard ends, and then the next property is the solar farm. If you go in the back of the woods,
that's what that building is.
That's right.
Or that, like, it looks like a warehouse.
I should be getting the most solar power. I shouldn't have to pay for my electricity.
If I could offer you, Paul, you definitely shouldn't be. I agree with that. You shouldn't be paying because you should be running a plug over your fence
into the farm.
Let's save some energy, guys.
How are they going to know that one of them went down? Are they going to really notice the difference that one panel might be siphoned a little bit? You should at least run your backyard lights off of it.
Let's see.
I feel like that's only fair.
Yeah. First, I got to buy some backyard lights. That thing is dark. I don't know.
Well, right now, your backyard light is a fire, so I guess you don't have that. You can start a fire with a solar panel.
Mm.
You can do that.
Just light it on fire.
It's a one use, though. It's a one-time use. It sucks. It's a very difficult.
But yeah, so Berkeley, where we're solar-powered leaders.
On the map.
Who would have thought?
Berkeley's on the map. I mean, its name will never show up because it's got 2,000 homes. Very small. Again, not quite sure how Tom let that happen. How did that slip away as its own town?
They've got enough of their problems to worry about.
That's true. Like their volunteer firefighters.
I don't. What about
you
that?
You had all volunteer firefighting.
Really? Is that
shout
the
out
case?
To Rob Jackson if you listen. Appreciate you. Rob Jackson was in my geography classes. No. Good guy.
Remember volunteers.
Real estate. You want to buy something for Rob? Mm-hmm. Go over there to Berkeley. He'll sell you one of those 2,000 homes.
Hopefully it doesn't burn down because
it's face all over the place.
We don't really have a fire department to help us.
It's burning and Rob's selling
yeah,
you the
what
house.
What do you want that to happen?
It's already there. It's already going to be put out. He's right there. You got Superman right there on your team. Former bodybuilder. Former.
There we go.
Not anymore. Boy, so that's speaking of not anymore, Bobby Flay.
What about him?
He's not anymore. Going to have a zero in his win column there, or excuse me, loss column there.
How's that? Who's
he's going against Gordon Ramsay.
Oh.
Chef Gordon Ramsay.
So there's actually such thing as a chef battle that it isn't Iron Chef.
Okay.
Yep. And it's going to be the first ever, and probably only.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
going
to call it here. If that's a prop bet, I'm taking it. Only pay-per-view for cooking battles ever.
Hmm.
Is
only
chef
one I've heard of.
Gordon
yeah.
Ramsay, the guy okay. from the television show yeah. on the Fox
Kitchen
Channel.
Nightmares.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yep, blonde haired guy.
Yeah,
I think everyone
versus
knows.
Versus the brown haired guy.
It's fun to watch.
It's a good play. One.
That should be good, right?
I can't.
Probably
wait.
Not.
I can wait. I'll be honest. Yeah. I can wait. It's such a subjective thing. Like, how are they going to score cooking?
Well, you know,
are they
going to
cook for three people?
Is it like how well a thing is prepared? How it usually goes.
Well, here's the thing. People who watch those cooking shows, they live and die by it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I have so many friends that they're like, I just stay up all night watching Cake Boss, watching Kitchen Nightmares.
Do
watching.
They make cakes, though?
The
people watching Cake Boss, do they make cakes?
They
is that
do.
Their business?
All right, so it's no, like it's not their business.
It's not research.
It's a
for
hobby
their...
that they do sometimes or whatever.
I
like, say,
because I think one of the people at your party yeah. actually is a cake maker.
Really? I'll be damned.
Like, it wasn't
I didn't know that either.
That's, you're revealing new information.
Well,
I don't want to say people's names.
That's all right.
I
we'll
don't
talk,
say people's
yeah.
names because I don't know
who
if
knows?
They
maybe,
want that.
Yeah,
one of them
yeah,
may
like,
have
oh.
been.
Mm. They might
but
be a
there's
cake,
someone
sure.
that definitely makes cakes or cupcakes or something.
Oh, okay.
She came to our last show. I don't want to. I don't want to say okay. her name just in case.
Sure.
But no. So she. So I was gonna say maybe that's why they
could
like. Because
be.
Like if my business was just you know. Making comedy songs.
Yeah.
I'd probably watch comedy.
Yeah, but the people I'm talking about are not cake bakers or cooks in any fashion.
All right, so they're not learning.
They just want to watch it as
yeah.
reach a mastery
leisure
level.
Time. Oh, it's a good show.
They just like to watch it, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell them then. If you guys make cakes, you should watch Cake Boss. Do they actually make cakes on that, or is this one of those weird things?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah, you watch Cake Boss. And if you like to build fish tanks, you can watch Tanked.
Mm. Shark
I saw
tank.
That on the Discovery Channel the other day.
Hmm.
It wasn't very Discovery Channel. I think the Discovery Channel, everything is upside down on the Discovery Channel.
They might not actually
care
anymore.
It was
some
people making a fish tank.
Okay.
They weren't discovering anything. But I was discovering how crap the Discovery Channel became. Not good.
But no, to go back to the cook battle, though. So it's going to be on pay-per-view?
It's gonna be
they
want to
set this up
they
as
they said
pay-per-view.
They would only do it if it happened on pay-per-view.
Wow.
Which is like,
the
all right.
The gall.
You are going to have eight people... Pop in and
yeah, who's gonna buy
watch
that?
You
would
buy that.
I'm wondering.
I think this is a matter of like that high school level when you're in a high school band. You're like, yeah, we're gonna rent out this huge ass hall, and then we're gonna like this happened to us just recently. Yeah, we're gonna rent out this huge ass hall. We're gonna fill it. Luckily, we filled it.
Yeah.
But when you're in high school and you don't have that much pull,
I
feel like Bobby Flay might be like, yeah, we're gonna get some television executives to agree that. We have a pay-per-view on like a Wednesday night. Yeah. Because it's the only time we're going to be able to afford a pay-per-view
we'll see.
Spot.
I'm sure they know what they're doing. They've built very successful businesses.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I hope they have a thing where you can donate to be a judge. You have to donate some money to be a judge. I hope they're smart enough to put people in the audience and tell them that they'll be able to also eat one of the lesser chefs like cookings, you know, something like that. And then that's how they should be rolling it.
Maybe.
They should be thinking live. They shouldn't be thinking pay-per-view.
Yeah,
the pay-per-view
I'm sure they're thinking
yeah.
whatever the hell they're
everyone
doing.
Everyone in the audience gets the runner-up's meal. Well,
so how
enough.
Are they building this up, though? Are they going back and forth? Are they trash-talking each other?
So I guess Chef Ramsay just did a video on Facebook Live.
Okay, yep.
And he was looking for Bobby Flay at his restaurant.
Was he yelling a lot? Because he does that. It's fun to watch.
He was
because
he looked upset.
Yeah, he usually
but
does.
But he also had a messenger bag on, so I don't know if he was really upset.
That's kind of his.
Couldn't really
or if he was just thrown out.
Where the hell is Bobby? I've got to find him.
You couldn't be too intimidated
right,
by
yeah,
him.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're
like, oh.
Hang on. Is that angry guy wear a messenger bag?
Huh?
Past 2000?
No.
I can't handle that.
No,
I'm saying like if I saw that. Yeah. Like, I am going to kick the living crap out of you only after you buy me a drink first, because you're wearing a messenger bag. I just assume you're taking me out, because why are you...
It's holding
what
all
do you
recipes,
even have in that bag?
20 cooks.
Well, he's a cook. You might have a lot of utensils. I don't know. What cooks
but
it's carry.
He owned the restaurant, though. Wouldn't they be in the... like, wouldn't you just unpack?
Whatever.
How many restaurants does he own?
Oh, maybe he's
I'm sure
like
several.
Yeah.
Because I have a cool idea to be a traveling cook.
Okay.
I'm an amazing chef.
So you don't want to own the restaurant. You want to go to other
no,
people's restaurants.
No, you know,
restaurants.
I love the organic idea of just going to somebody's house and cooking like I'm at my own. I want to bring my teppanyaki grill, my little flat top, and I want to just do my thing, cook, give the people the food, say thank you so much.
Okay,
take
collect
money,
your money and leave.
And then if they want me to sit down and eat with them, I would, because I mean, like, a good chef eats his own food. That's how you know it's not crap.
That's true. So is this going to be like an Uber thing? Like, are you looking
like Uber, but Meals on Wheels?
Okay,
but not the actual. Like, I want to just go and cook the damn thing.
That's cool.
I'll come up with all the ingredients.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea.
You should set that up.
Thing. Mm. And then I can do all my teppanyaki tricks without burning down the house. I tell them open the windows and turn the fire alarm off. There's a lot of smoke. We don't have a hood. You don't have the hood vent. Just got to do that. Mm. And the whole house is going to smell great. Like food.
Are you only going to be cooking teppanyaki?
I figure I'm going to do like a very limited menu.
Okay.
Because I learned that's the best way to do it. Because then I can just master a couple of dishes and offer that. Because I don't want
to
be like,
do it.
Hey, what do you want me to make? 10 dishes? Great. Sit down. You people got some time. No, I want to be able to in, out, and all done. We got an hour. I think that's very the way good. To do it. That's just a thought. Just kicking it around. Mm.
The traveling chef, John Booth.
And then on the weekends, traveling hot dog salesman.
I think that's your true dream.
That's my true calling. Mm. I got to do the teppanyaki chef to try to afford.
That's right.
The hot dog locker. The hot dog locker. I'm working on it.
Talking about affording things and moving on up, David... He got himself an iPhone today.
Oh, I did.
He
congratulations.
Moved up from
iPhone 6.
Whatever
up from
Boost,
a flip phone?
Yeah, whatever Boost Mobile, whatever he had.
Yeah. Stylo 2, which is like a knockoff Samsung with
that's it, yeah.
It.
Wait a minute. Is David Boost Wayne? Is he seriously using Boost Mobile?
He's using Boost Mobile.
Yes, indeed I am.
We would be accepting Boost Mobile money for that...
that plug,
that anti plug. I know David has it.
Boost Mobile. They asked the question, "Where are you at?" Because nobody can find a Boost Mobile anymore.
Where are you at? Because you cannot find.
This has fallen off.
Service. You can't find service with Boost Mobile, can you?
Do you really like that service? Like, are you brand loyal to Boost Mobile?
I'm not brand loyal. I'm like, there's a new phone. I'll get that one. I'm not like
David.
I'm not
specifically how phones work.
I'm not a picky phone guy. Is
no,
the thing.
You're obviously not.
This is true.
But so you just go and you're like, okay, so I want this phone, and give me whatever you want to give me, and they're like, okay, here's Boost Mobile because no one else wants this crap. Please take it.
Here's why it's marked down.
That was pretty much the extent of
it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you an honest question? And this, again, we don't talk about this one before the podcast. Mm. When you went to buy this phone, Target or Walmart?
Best Buy.
Oh.
Ooh, Best
really,
Buy. Man. Best Buy Mobile.
Best Buy did not steer you towards something real. For shame, Best Buy. For
I have
shame.
Seen them have more options, but today was like minimal. I'm like, are there any of these left? He's like, we have one in stock. I'll take it.
Yeah, we have one in stock. We started with two.
So, David, when did you become a drug dealer? Because I'm pretty sure that's who uses Boost
Mobile.
Is it
a burner phone? I was going to say, did you buy a burner phone? Does it have minutes already on it? Are you going to run out of credit halfway through the month? He's laughing. These are all
guys,
serious
I didn't get that last message. Yeah. What happened? I had to top up. I had to add minutes to my phone.
All right, the fact that he knows it's called topping up lets me know that he's done
he's
this.
He's been
this
on it for
a
while.
Fake, this is not an improvisation. David, can you tell me, what did you send me as a message this morning? Before you even get the...
Are we practicing today and what time? I did not get the message earlier this morning because my phone was full of memory. It just
you,
ran out.
Can you tell me what
I maxed out
before
16
Boost
gigs.
Mobile?
Huh?
What did you have for that previous phone? What service?
It was a Boost Mobile.
You know what I like to do, Paul? When I was younger, I had a car that rusted to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Rusted all the way to shit.
Just
like I
terrible.
Had half a gas. I couldn't fill it up past halfway.
Uh-huh.
My gas can. You know what I didn't buy?
Another
Chevy. I didn't buy another Chevy. Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why's that?
It's the first one rusted the shit. I didn't like it. I wasn't happy with it.
Mm.
So I didn't repeat the same brand.
That's right. But the good news is David did get himself a more modern phone, a more flagship phone.
I'm so happy we're talking about phones because, you know, it's almost like that guy that fell in the trash chute.
he was probably looking for the iPhone?
Boost Mobile. Yeah. I believe he was looking for the Boost Mobile store.
He was trying to find the service.
He dropped his phone.
Come on. Oh.
In a garbage chute.
Oh, do you think that he was like mad at Boost Mobile? He was like, I forgot to tap out again. And he threw it down the garbage.
I was going to say, do you think he did it and then didn't tell anybody that's why he did it? Like, you know when you get wicked mad? Like, those I used to call them controller throwing people.
Yep.
There's two kinds of people when you get mad. You have people that get mad rationally, and you're like, oh, God, and you're like, maybe like you hit something, and you're like, I'm so angry. Oh, you know, hitting something's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. You just exclaim.
Or like, but then you have those kids that are like, ah, throw the controller, and then they break the controller, and they're like, I got to get another Nintendo 64 controller.
When I worked at GameStop, I came across a lot of those kids.
Oh, my God, yeah. Tons of people.
I think Paul was one of those kids, actually.
No, I never was a controller thrower.
I saw it once, and the kid broke his own controller, and I laughed so hard at him.
That's the thing. You can't
help it. It was so funny, because when he threw it, it, like, bounced, fell, and he, like, had, like, a landing, like, his entrance of his house. It was kind of like your house. Like, you had that landing, the stairs. He threw it. It bounced once. The controller snapped the side piece off, and then it went, because he threw it so hard, it went down the stairs.
Okay, yeah.
But it went with enough force. Remember how the Nintendo controllers, they would come out of the front of the system?
Yeah.
When he threw it, the way that it went, it took the system backwards.
Oh, boy.
And the system fell down halfway, because it was also plugged in.
Oh,
so now it was just swinging in the landing. Like, he ended up breaking,
this dangling
console.
He
ended up, like, scratching the mom's wall, and this thing, like,
oh, geez.
Broke, almost hit the TV, and it was all over John Madden.
That's crazy. That's what happens when you have kids that can't control themselves. But you
know
what?
Terrible.
Here's what I do is I throw the controller, but I do so in a calculated way. I find like a couch or like a nice cushion and I throw it, but I throw it just enough to bounce on that soft cushion and it lands. So it's very minimal.
Okay.
It's it's almost like that blend between controller throwing and rational.
Right. I think it's okay to get physically aggressive towards stuff when you're mad. So what I'll do is I'll go and I'll make sure my punching bag's set up.
Okay, yep.
And I'll just boot it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Or I'll kick the couch. Boot the couch. Never the fridge. I kicked the fridge once. That was it. That's the only time I ever kicked the fridge.
Sometimes getting that anger out is cathartic.
It's okay to do. It's fine.
Oh, you have to.
Now, you don't want to break your shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Like this guy, I think he got mad. I think he threw his phone, broke the damn phone.
So then he went to get it.
I got to pass that thing back in. I'm just going to say it's under warranty. And then I can't say that I broke it by being an idiot throwing it in a garbage chute. I'm just going to tell people. Well, I'll just go get it. And then, he went down the garbage chute, misjudged that garbage chutes are, in fact, garbage chutes.
And garbage
cans.
Yeah.
And he, stuck went really far.
He Star Wars'd it.
Yep. Oh, he totally Star Wars'd it. And they had to pump in a hose with fresh air for him. Because he was.
That sucks. Because he was running out of air.
Stuck in a chute.
I wonder how they figured out that he was under there. Do you think.
He called from the phone that he threw in the garbage chute.
Really?
Yes. That's my favorite part of the story.
911, I'm stuck in
911 on his possibly Boost Mobile. That part wasn't in the thing. We're not going to give him the credit, though. He possibly called from, excuse me, he did definitely call from his phone in the garbage chute that he was trying to get. He's like, thank God I got stuck in this garbage chute.
It's a good thing he had service. It's a good thing he didn't have a dead phone.
My question is, why did it take him, now that when they rescued him, they sent the cable down, excuse me, a harness down, and they pulled him back up the chute.
Okay, yep.
Why didn't they just, you know how you empty garbage?
Yeah.
Usually there's a way to empty garbage.
Whoop, yeah.
Why didn't they just empty the garbage?
Maybe there was some sort of compressor. Maybe when it crunches the garbage together.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's the issue.
All right. Like a compactor.
Compactor, yeah, that's the one.
All right, so maybe they have a built-in compact. Just like Star Wars.
That's I base literally, all of my knowledge entirely on A New Hope.
Literally Star Wars. All right. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I think that's probably what happened.
Could you imagine being the guy that got stuck in the garbage chute and trying to tell your friends that and stuff?
He probably made a couple of Facebook. He's down there for an hour.
Wow.
If it was the Paul Levesque stuck in a garbage chute, he's down there for an hour. He's really down there for 5 minutes, but he's watched enough episodes on Netflix on his phone.
I could see that actually happening to Paul.
Paul falling down the chute to get his phone would be
I see
his
Paul
phone.
On his phone more than like functioning in public while he's in public.
Dude, I like to stay plugged in. I like to stay up.
I believe
on
once in Walmart, he dropped an item on the ground. He went to pick it up, and halfway to it, he stopped for a good 30 seconds. Me and John are looking like, are you going to get it? He's like, 1 second.
It's probably something important.
Yeah, it was probably... Probably he's watching a documentary on Netflix. But I picture him falling down the garbage chute after the first phone with his backup phone, like an old phone just with Wi-Fi on
it. I do have that.
Of course you do. I was making this up, but I'm not 100%. I'm glad the camera's on me. I wish I could even look surprised because I'm not surprised. But I picture him just like a backup phone, like, all right, at least I've got Wi-Fi.
That's right. Everybody needs to have a backup phone.
I'm going
to
get this phone as soon as I finish falling.
What
all
I
right,
use,
thank God.
My new phone... My new phone is water resistant, but the previous phone was not. So what I would do if I was going to a place where it would be water, like a bathtub or a swimming pool or something, I would bring the old phone that's only connected to Wi-Fi. So if I dropped it in, I would have no worries. I didn't have to stress. It was good.
All right, that actually reminds me. I'd like to now. Usually we don't talk about sad stories on this podcast, but this one really ties in.
What's that? Wow.
A little girl recently, and this is not a joke. This is a cautionary tale.
Oh, yes, I know where you're going.
A little
with this.
Girl was charging her phone in the bathtub, and it fell in while hooked up to an extension cord.
Oh.
And she's not with us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She was
That's
never
why
with
you
us.
Don't charge your phone.
That's
the bathtub.
Here, but I mean, like,
best way to go about that.
She's dead now.
That is correct.
And her family wanted to share her last text.
Uh-huh.
And her last text, again, this is not a funny story, so please resist laughing. I know we're in a funny mood. Her last text was actually just charging my phone on an extension cord in my bathtub.
Oh, that's bad.
Huh.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I wish if I was a friend that got that text, I might say like, you're an idiot. don't do that. You don't cook toast in the bathtub. You don't try to form and grill in the bathtub.
Yeah.
You don't try hibachi practice in the bathtub.
See,
that's
I would,
what it's called, by the way.
I would never put an extension cord in the bathtub.
That lithium battery, when I was younger, I had to rescue my brother's sailboat.
Yeah.
And we took a canoe, and we were going to put an offboard motor and try to get his sailboat at least close enough to the shore. We were just going to push it with another offboard motor. My brother, he was a very intelligent man. He had an electric motor. This is the same brother that like helped find water on the moon. He used an electric motor.
You know what? Why not, right?
Then when he was trying to do something with the sailboat, he punched a hole in the bottom of our aluminum canoe.
Oh my God.
Because he didn't saw the ends of the bolts off. Yeah. He just left like 4 inches of bolt. And his fat giant ass broke right through the bottom of the canoe, popped two holes in the bottom of Dad and I's canoe. Dad and I are sitting there, and my father goes, "Get your feet up." And now my father, as you've seen my father, you've met my father, he's a very serious man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen him speak with any kind of urgency or silliness before. And he's like, "Get your feet up." I'm like,
"He almost
sung
it to you."
I was like, "Dad just sung.
Get your feet up."
What the? And I looked down, and I could see the water rising over the top of the battery that we were going to hook to the offboard. And this was just a canoe, just a battery. This is 12 volts. I picked my feet up, and seconds later, I could hear, like it actually makes the sizzling sound in the water. It makes a sizzling sound. I was like, it's like, oh shit, it's discharged, but that could have sucked bad.
That could have been bad.
Like, it would have killed us. It would not have killed us. It would have just like made our legs shoot up.
It would have been
fun. Uncomfy.
Yeah.
It would have scared the shit out of us. Uh-huh. I probably would have like fallen into the water like I was tased or something dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like I would have just crashed my sailboat in the middle of the lake, Lake Nipituck. Right in the tuck, too. That was the thing. He went right in the nip, fell right down. And then he says, it was so scary because I had to swim to the side. And Everett and I were looking and laughing like hell because it was like 50 feet across. He's like, no, it was so cold that you couldn't swim. Like, 50 feet. Jay, you could stand up probably 20 feet off the shore. It's 50 feet. You're 50 feet across. You probably can only swim.
You know,
like, you only have to swim 10 feet before you can stand. The hell's wrong with you? Surprisingly, the sailboat that he built, he never went in again after that.
Good
and then
news.
They burnt it.
Oh, really?
They
okay.
They burnt the boat,
that
too.
Bad,
that was the thing. Yeah, he was not
Never again shall this happen.
He's like, we're done with this thing. I guess it was really funny. He said the wind did the thing like it does in Cheaper by the Dozen, where the wind blows the boom into somebody. And, of course, my brother's built it out of wood. So he used what you would hang your mailbox on, like that big, thick post.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was swinging around and just clobbering people. It wasn't made of nice, loose aluminum.
I would have loved to have been there.
Clocked people. It was like a mace. You don't even put your hands up to block at that point. You just, it's going to hurt less if I say one con.
I wouldn't have loved to have been there. I wish David was there.
That's good, yeah. Just going to put David as the stunt guy.
Yeah.
I have had quite a few boat incidences in the past.
That's a lot of boat incidences, a lot of delinquent loans.
Yeah. that wouldn't surprise
Lots
me.
Lots of delinquent loans. I imagine that.
The good news for you, though, David. The loan offices, I don't know who, there's a name for it, I can't recall. It's the one of the companies that owns most, the majority of the loans.
Something May, Fannie Mae,
no,
Holly Mae,
nah.
Grammy, why am I doing that? I'm so bad with names. Stevie Ray?
Yeah, could be. One of those names, they're buying back loans, or they're buying loans, they're selling the loans, the delinquent loans, to another company. Hmm. That company isn't filing the proper paperwork, and therefore, they're not able to collect on those loans. So all your
houses are dancing right now.
Mm-hmm. Your whole life of just not paying people back, it's paying off, David.
Man, don't do the no good deed goes unpunished. But if you do the wrong thing, it might be so right.
Crazy.
I'm only talking about paying your loans.
I've been paying my loan since college,
right.
Unfortunately.
Stupid us.
Yep. And so I have no chance of this happening.
Idiots. You know what? That actually, it happened to me. So when I went to college, and then I went to a profession that will do the loan forgiveness, and stupidly, before I even apply, like 5 years I had to be in that thing before I could even apply for a loan forgiveness.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I was like, trying to be diligent and trying to set myself up financially, so I took some extra cash and threw it on the loans.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
And then, like, 4 years later, fast forward 4 years later, I got, like, all those loans forgiven. Dickheads.
But did you know? You had to have known that was going to happen.
But the way it was set up to change, what happened was it actually took me more than 5 years because it was on the fourth year. They're like, now we're going to change it. It has to be this specific criteria.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like, all right, fine. And then I'd get close to that criteria.
And
like, and now this has to happen.
Oh.
And I get a little bit closer. Like, it took 8 years.
Okay, yeah.
To finally get my five-year loan forgiveness.
That's a long time to go.
And that's a long time to have interest building up, paying the minimum. And I'm not stupid. I'm not playing that game.
Yeah.
Anyone that does that is, you know, setting yourself up for a long, long time of dumbness. Like, just a
Nobody
stupid,
would do that, right?
Stupid thought. Anybody paying the minimum is just... absolute financially just
ruin, just terrible.
Might be financially effed. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that. If you're just paying the interest, you really got to talk to the Jetpack Super Financial team here.
That's right. We'll shut you straight.
I'll set them straight like Tony Robbins.
Someday you'll be able to afford a two-bedroom apartment.
Someday. Someday. I'm going to try to set them straight like Tony Robbins. What the F is wrong with you? Are you stupid?
That was so motivational. That was inspirational.
What's wrong with you? And my deep voice, I can't even go that deep. He sounds like a Freddy Krueger. What the hell? What is wrong with you? Allow me to jump in my Olympic swimming pool.
Do you think he's actually just Batman?
He sounds like he's Batman.
It sounds like he's doing a fake voice. Mm. It really does.
Yeah.
But even in the other parts of the documentary, I just watched the I'm Not Your Guru. Definitely check it out. It's a good one. But he sounds like he's doing a voice changer. But he's not. You know when they used to black out people's faces on that Unsolved Mysteries show and they talked through the funny voice? That's Tony Robbins just doing the voiceover. Yeah. Very, very smart guy. Very interesting guy. Check it
Big
out.
Big friend.
I'm not your guru.
To Tom Brady.
Floyd Mayweather, Justin Bieber, Tom Brady.
Basically anyone with money.
Anybody with a ton of money. Probably because of this guy. Just saying. That's my other idea.
What's that?
Go meet this guy.
You're gonna, gonna become
be his friend.
A financial advisor.
No, I'm gonna be his friend. I can financially advise some people. I don't know. I've financialized some people that are still like, there's somebody in the world I've financially advised before, and they're like, he didn't listen.
Oh hey.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Could be anybody at all.
Put me back in.
Those of you watching the podcast just noticed a funny visual gag we've attempted. Those of you listening, Paul was left the camera, and it was just David.
And we just left with David.
Indeed.
Just saying. Just saying. Davia, what'd I say I could get you in a house in? How many months?
I don't know. But you know what?
I know what you said about that.
You gotta listen. That's the problem. You didn't listen. But you could go into a subway.
That's true. You could just live in a subway.
Under the ocean. Hell not, right? They're dumping subway cars. You just get on that boat and ask
they are.
Hey, can I get
it
one
looks
of those?
Insane, too.
Can I get a subway car? I'm going to make that.
So what do you mean? They're just throwing the subway cars out?
So somebody had like this amazing side hustle. Somebody was very intelligent with their business plan. They said, look, I'm going to talk these guys mm-hmm. into using my barge.
That's good.
Get rid of their subway
okay.
cars.
Yep.
And then, like, because there's not a lot of barge work right now.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, so now New York is like, all right, we're going to dump some trash in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it eco-friendly, though. We're going to say it's for fish to have a coral reef.
Wait, so what? They're making trash so coral reefs.
Throw in subway cars.
Yep.
Filled with trash?
Just the subway car.
Oh, okay.
It's still
okay.
garbage.
Yeah, just the car by
itself. Yeah.
You're never going to use it again.
It's true, yeah.
So they're throwing old subway cars into the ocean.
Wow.
With the hopes that it's a coral reef.
Oh, my God. That's
this is like the time I planted a candy tree. I was really just littering.
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I was a child, though.
Yeah.
These guys are old enough to know better.
That's crazy. That's a good way to lie about what you're doing.
That's right.
I like that.
That's right. Like, oh, yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool because what happened is...
We're making
coral reefs.
Yeah,
you know how people don't like those
environments.
I did like in the photo slide, it was like, here's how it'll look in 5 years. Here's how it'll look in 10 years. It was like seeing a scene out of like The Little Mermaid. Like,
yeah.
This is just...
And it was all photoshopped.
Oh, yeah.
It's not actually going to... They don't have the pictures from the future.
Yeah, they don't know how that's really going to go.
That's just dumb.
I mean, really? 10 years, it'll look like that? Yeah.
It'll look just like this.
Yeah.
This is like the time that we were told, like, the ice caps will melt, and then... you're all going to be underwater just like this. And then they showed us Kevin Costner in Waterworld. Like, why did the fashion get so shitty? Why is everybody wearing leather? Ain't nobody worn leather since the 1800s, except for blacksmiths. Why is everybody suddenly just all about cows? Where are these cows growing if everything's covered in water? How do you have an animal that takes up so much extra damn land space, and now you're making clothing out of it?
No.
That's stupid.
No, I don't have a future, but I don't have a crystal ball.
You can float anywhere. Why aren't you floating near the equator, but not too close? Now you're in the perfect climate. You don't got to have all stupid leather on. What the hell's wrong with
what
you?
Water world?
What? So many problems in that movie.
I don't know where I'm with this.
I'm sorry, I just realized
wearing
so many
water world.
So many problems with water world.
Sorry,
I just realized
I
hate that movie.
You've just discovered you don't like water world.
It just hit now. I didn't like that movie.
That's all right.
It was dumb.
You know what? Let's take a trip into the future, but not to water world. Let's take a trip into the future.
You can't go where I think you're thinking.
Where am I going
to
go?
You can't go to North Korea, Paul.
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh,
but
that was
sure.
The last story on the list.
I was thinking going to the future to watch next week's UFC.
Oh.
But I won't be doing that in North Korea. You're absolutely
no, you can't
right.
Do that in North Korea.
Thanks.
Should we talk about
federal
which story
government.
That we just tripped?
Let's talk
all
about
right.
the North
no,
Korea.
Let's talk about the fact that we've just masterfully transitioned to two stories at once. And I'm going to unicize them at the same time, okay?
Okay.
So not in North Korea next week is the UFC fights between Jon Jones and Dan Cormier.
That's right.
They won't be fighting in Korea. There is no North Koreans on the card as well.
So why is
it's
that?
Be a really big,
why
is a
why
big
wouldn't
fight.
It be in North Korea, though?
Because we have
because
a travel
we're not
ban.
Allowed to travel to North Korea.
Per the United States.
That's right, yeah.
I think this Donald Trump fellow is getting out of control with all his travel bans.
But you probably don't want to go to
I'm
North Korea,
I have
though.
Absolutely no opinion on that. that's like somebody when you're a kid and somebody says, you're not, you're not coming to my birthday party. And then you're like,
that's the whole argument.
I wasn't going to go to your birthday party because you're insane.
Yeah,
why
so.
Would I, how did you weaponize a birthday party?
So now we don't have the ability
like,
to
you,
go to North
you can't,
Korea.
You're not allowed to go to North Korea anymore. No! That was the hoped reaction. That's what they had hoped for. And the reaction they got was, wait,
yeah,
we could go to North Korea before?
Pretty much, right?
Did we even know we could do that?
I think I read there was like 4,000 U.S. people in North Korea, or 4,000 people who travel each year through North Korea.
Through North Korea to get to South Korea, maybe?
Impossible. No, probably just to on excursions. Like, they'll be somewhere else. They'll be in Japan. They'll be in South Korea. And they'll take a trip to North Korea. They'll do like an excursion for 3 days. They go to Pyongyang. They learn about the North Koreans. And then they come back. But then you also have the chance of not coming back.
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah, he can't go on his trips anymore. That's another thing.
Anthropologists,
yeah.
So three more people.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think of the anthropology majors at Bridgewater. Three more people. There's four. Did you say 4,000 or just four?
I read 4,000.
You sure it wasn't four?
It could be. I don't know. But I don't know. North Korea makes me scared. I want to talk about the UFC.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So also on this fight card. Yeah.
Don't go to North Korea.
I love trying to do the two stories at once. This is very interesting. Maybe we just perform all five stories all in
try
the
to intertwine
at the same
them.
Time.
Sure.
That would be the transition of a master. We do that. Speaking of the transition of a master, though, we have Cyborg.
That's right. Yep.
She's going to be fighting. She's going to be fighting. I'm going to make sure that I block my mouth so that you can't tell if I have to go back and edit this podcast because she's not fighting anymore. Here's what makes this news. It's not just, yes, there's a UFC card on. It's July. We all get it. There's a UFC card every damn weekend. Mm-hmm. But this one is important because you actually have the headline and the co-main event is two of the most canceled fighters
of all time.
Ever.
Yes.
If they throw Wanderlei Silva in here,
then we've got real.
If they could kindly
problems.
Just put Wanderlei Silva in there, this would really. And Cain Velasquez.
Yep.
Let's put him in. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? Why can't we just have Velasquez fight against Wanderlei Silva also as a triple main headline?
But so here's the scare.
These two fighters, they always get rigged by. Excuse me. They get tested by the United States Athletic Commission there. Not rigged.
Mm hmm. Or they fall to injury.
I'm on to you guys, by the way. You're all rigging it. Get off John Jones' butt.
Now, him.
Here's
the thing.
He would never do anything wrong.
Here's what's scary is John Jones' birthday was last week.
Yeah. I just think of that, too. He's a July boy. He's a July boy like me.
He probably likes to go out and party on his birthday.
Oh, I know.
He probably doesn't have a lot of self-control. In fact,
that's been proven. So the only thing is he said that he used to go to the hall and he would like... He would go to the bar and buy everybody drinks.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then they would give him stuff because he was being nice to people. Maybe this time, because he's lost so much money over the years, he's being tight wallet.
To do that. But here's the problem. He also said, he made the argument of, I'm not a cokehead because I still can function while I fight. So why is it a problem if I do cocaine? Which he said, which I don't currently do, but why would it be an issue if I can still function while doing so? That is not the words I want to hear coming from a man who is saying, I don't do cocaine anymore.
That's true. See, the first thing about being an alcoholic is you have to have a problem with it. If you're completely okay with it, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
So not that I'm an alcoholic.
I don't love the fact that he said that. And that leads me to believe that we may... See another canceled fight.
and all right, so here's what worries me is they have canceled it so close
last year was...
What was the one that you and I got mad at Scott Coker for? Because I know this isn't John Jones. Do you remember the time that they had canceled the fight and I got mad at Scott Coker?
Are you talking about the Fedor fight?
The kidney stones.
Yeah, Fedor Mitrione.
That's the thing. So they can cancel it almost right up until the bell.
That was like an hour before the fight. Mm.
Actually, and they still had the pay-per-view which started.
Yeah.
And then they canceled it like mid.
They're like, nope, no, this isn't going to happen.
Was a problem. It wasn't a pay-per-view, it was Bellator. Mm. So they weren't there.
They
did that once and that was it. Then they did it one more time and that didn't go well. And then it was UFC 213.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else was better.
So here's to hoping.
No, I really hope it happens. I hope it happens. Mm. I wish John Jones well. I wish him he would get in the damn ring.
Yeah.
Octagon. I wish that he would just straighten up, fly right, do the right damn thing. But you know what? I also wish that he knows he's made so much money that he don't got to worry about it ever again. He's got that walk-off money.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
No, that's like Jetpack Superheroes at a farmer's market.
Yeah. We're getting that walk-off money?
Getting that walk-off money.
With any luck.
Walk off with an eggplant. Pay for it, walk off. You know, that's what I mean. Buy an eggplant, walk off with it.
I think
apples, walk off with them.
We'll definitely be there. We'll be at that level.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mansfield.
Mansfield, Massachusetts, August 26th, 11:30 a.m.
11:30?
It's perfect.
Yeah, but when the thing is only open until 1 p.m., that's like going
that's
on
true.
The prime
that
time.
That is the prime time. You're right.
Yeah, when you play a farmer's market, man, you know that there's going to be, I'm going to tell you what, here's what's going to happen. People are going to come that are so far out of our reach circle right now.
Well, that's the trick.
And they're going to come in and they're going to look and they're going to go,
I like these guys.
I like these. also the band is good, because they're going to probably be talking about farmers market shit. They're probably like, these eggplants are good. Also, these bands are good. And then I'm hoping to cross the bridge from eggplant to comedy music. And I'm hoping that they end up going home with both.
Yeah, that's right.
An eggplant and David. I don't know. I kind of lost track where I was going with that one. So I just wanted to, I hope David gets a sexy time.
He's a smaller guy. He can fit into
David
your pocket.
Fits in most stews. He goes well with certain wines.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, it's perfect. No, I think it's gonna be fun. I'm excited.
Hell yeah!
Rudy puts these things on, he's wicked good. I love anything put on by Rudy is gonna be gold. You know it. Yeah. And anything put on by Jetpack Superheroes is gonna be gold. You know it. So it's gonna be a great time.
That's right.
It's gonna be a great time. I hope there's this many people playing the going and watching us play.
Gonna go with the 21 kids. Okay.
I'm hoping there's at least 21 people.
Not at least. At the least.
Awesome.
It doesn't matter. It's gonna be fun. Come out, check us out. Don't even have to stay the whole time.
No.
Come, get your fruit. Get in, get out, get on with life.
One day, our lives will change.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much
for
watching.
And we'll give birth to all.
Thank you so much for listening.
Sweet bride and joy.
Sweet bride and joy.
9 months later, our lives will be greater as we try to have our second boy.
It's a boy that comes after the first one.
One night, we'll be drinking, and we'll get to thinking that we missed the pitter-patter of little feet.
The pitter-patter of little feet.
Wouldn't it be sweet, and even kinda neat, to have 21 kids with me? We won't fight over who gets to pick the names, cause we'll have 21 chances to compromise.
21 chances to compromise.
And with this number, we can finally play a family soccer game with 10 people on each side.
That's 10 versus 10 with what is the ref?
Breakfast might be tough for you to prepare.
Tell them why.
Because a 42 slice toast and rubbing is pretty rare.
We're really gonna find 24 Pop-Tarts.
Might collapse the economy, cause we won't give a dime to condom companies when you have 21 kids with me. Ooh. And before you complain about begging for them, think of how much fun it'll be to make all them. And it might not be financially sound, and the bathroom might become a war ground. We can name them all after the Transformers. Screw the Jackson 5, cause our 21 are great performers. Don't even worry about financial strife, with so much government assistance you'll never have to work a day in your life. Family store will have 21 employees. It'll be every sweatshop owner's fantasy when you have 21 kids with me.
Ooh. Ooh.